heilige, teure Brüder und Schwestern. Am Hashem chizku v'nischasko. Nation of Hashem, be strong and be strengthened. We see all around us a world filled with fear, terror, and uncertainty. We hear of terrible suffering. Chaylim, who are desperately ill, languishing in hospitals, all alone, fighting for their lives. Eibishas l'shikin ha'refuah shalema. We hear of livelihoods destroyed, fortunes wiped out. V'achrein hispid, most terrifying of all, the spilling of the koil ha'toyer in the bati medrashos, the yeshivas ha'kdoshes, the Talmud Torahs, the Chadorim, the Hevel Tiyam shel Tinoike shel Beis Rabban, that's Mekayim kol ha'olam, has fallen silent. We know that nothing in this world is a certainty. We live in an uncertain world. But one thing we know with Vadoyis, we know ki lo yitoish Hashem amoy v'nachalosei lo ya'azoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not let go of his nation. He will not forsake his people. We know that nothing happens on its own. Everything is perfectly orchestrated by Avinu Shebashamayim, by our Tatas, whose love for us, whose worry for us, is beyond the grasp of all human understanding. And we also know that this is all about us. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi peronis lo'olam elo bishvil Yisrael. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu malish es ha'olam elo bishvil Yisrael. That we feel like a small, frightened child. We feel we're not equipped, we're not in the madregas to deal with, to be part of so epic, so historic, so monumental an event that's obviously from far beyond this world. We were caught unprepared. Yet Klal Yisrael is shining. We are overwhelmed with gratitude to our Hatzolah volunteers who are valiantly putting themselves at risk for the benefit of the Tzibur, for our community doctors who are tirelessly and selflessly sacrificing themselves to be the Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring Refuahs and Yeshua. We are full of gratitude to all of the health workers and all of the hospitals, whose dedication is an inspiration to all of mankind. We are proud of our chasanim and kalos, who have risen above the nisyonos and acted with dignity and betochen and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are davening for all of Chayli Yisrael that they should be zoche to rachmei shamayim and to refuah shalema b'korv. We just emerged from a Shabbos like never before. A Shabbos where most of us had no minyanim, no kriyas ha'Torah, no parshas ha'chodesh, no rish chodesh benchim. Our bati midrashim were closed. But it was a sublime and holy Shabbos. Although we were thrown out of our bati knesias, not by the Germans, not by the Communists, not by the Yevonim, not by the Romans. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself sent out and in our hearts pounded with fear and echoed the words of the Navi, Mi bikei zois mi etchem remois hatzeis. Yet even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go out, we still held on to him. The British family, we won't let you go. Because this nation, this long-suffering, glorious, gentle, humble nation is also a stubborn one. You created us with this stubbornness. And that's why we're still here. And so this Shabbos, we made Kiddush for our families. And we said, Asher kidishonu b'mitzvaysov b'rotzov onu. Who wants us? B'shabas kodshecho b'ahavu b'rotzoin henchaltonu. We whispered, we trembled as we davened Rishoydish bench in B'yechidus. And we asked for Chaim Baruchim, Chaim Shol Brocho, Chaim Shol Parnoso. We asked for Shmuay's Toivois, Besure's Toivois, and above all, Rufua Shalema and Gula Kiroivo. When we parted from the Shabbos Kodesh, before Avdolah, many of us said, the tefillah of the Heilige Baditshuva, rivers of tears flowed when we begged, God, from Avram, from Yitzchok, and from Yankov. Bahid, dein liebe Volk Yisrael, von allem Weisen, und dein Elohim, the Woch, and the Chodesh, and the Yor, zu uns kommen zu gesund, und zu Mazel, und zu Brache. We ask the Rebbeinu Shleim, unser Neutel, Ayoyev Koyach, she give us Koyach, nor dich zu dienen, nor dich zu leuven. And we said, Avdolah, Tinei Keil Yeshuasi, Eftach Veloi Efchot, Hashem Tzvokois, Ashrei Odom Boiteach Boch. And our children gathered and learned on the telephone. We said Yehesh Mei Rabba from porch to porch. And we gathered together with small, small crowds between the Sameachos and the Kala. The story Ramatul Slonim told, he told the story about Reb Shammah Shastropolo, the great Makubal. Says that once in Chodesh Elul, he met the Yetzirah, and he saw that the Yetzirah looked very sad and very downtrodden. And he asked, why are you so upset? And he says, I work a whole year to be Machshel Klal Yisrael and Averes. And everything goes down Latinya, and it comes to Chodesh of Elul, they do tshuva. And what am I supposed to do? Later, I says he made tshuva. Reb Shamshin met the Yetzirah again. We saw he was all smiles. He said, what happened now? He said, you think I'm going to sit around and do nothing? I got on, I tied it to the Bezen Shalmal. It's not fear. All my work goes lirik. And they gave me rishus to bore a hole in the ship that's transporting all of the esrogim and to allow it to sink. So Klal Yisrael shouldn't be able to make in the mitzvah of Dalad Mina. The Yontav of Sukkis, he said he met him again, and he saw that the Yitzhara was black with tzar. And he asked him, what happened? Was your plan not successful? And he says, Betty, you shouldn't ask me what happened to me, what a tragedy happened to me. Yes, the water got in and destroyed almost all of the Yisroigim, but the few that were left, Klal Yisrael chased after them, and they offered great sums of money. The women sold their jewelry, and each Kehillah tried to purchase an Esrig, and people stood online and waited to be able to Mekai in the midst of Dalet Minim. And with every Nanua, with every shake of the Lulav, they broke all of my bones. All of Klal Yisrael's Mesiris Nefesh in these difficult situations, in this difficult time, all of the Torah, all of the Tefillah, all of the Chesed, all of this is shaking the heavens. And all this is going to bring Be'ez Hashem Yeshuas and the Chomas to all of Klal Yisrael. We're faced with a crisis that we don't remember such a thing. There's a virus, coronavirus. The Pasuk says, Va'ato kro no ba'oznei ha'om. Yidoin, call together Klal Yisrael. Gather those who are nemonim l'Hashem u'l'terosoi. Say, mi l'Hashem elai. Krono ba'oznei ha'om. Hashem is calling out to us. What is happening? Why is it happening? The saying goes, Devos veis retnisht, and Devos ret veisnisht. Those who know don't say, and those who say don't know. And that's surely the case now. We don't know. We don't know what. But we know that there were those with some gewist, and there were vases in the Friedike Deiris. There were Nevi'im, and there were Tzadikim. And the Chofetz Chaim many, many times wrote in different places in his Svarim, when different Mo'iroyas, and he said, especially when Mo'iroyas that affect, he said, almost the entire world, and certainly all of the world, all of the Mo'iroyas and the Mikrim, are Azorois v'Hasroyas me'akadosh Baruch Hu, shenoshuv v'tshuva lefnei bias Mashiach tzidkenu. kasha kvar kasafti oidoz deh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling out to us to do tshuva. He's sending us shluchim, like he used to send us Nevi'im. The Navi Yoshea said, tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elekecho, ki koshalta b'avoynecho. So he sends us Mishorsov, he sends us Eish Loyet, he sends us Malachov to talk to us, to be ma'ir us to tshuva. We're locked into our homes. Ne'ila, it's a long Ne'ila. Ne'ila is a lashon of being locked in. At the tefillah of Ne'ila, every Yid is locked in a private yechidus with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And it's revealed his yechidus, his own personal shlichus in the world. It's just him and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Now is the time that we can do a tshuva, not just any tshuva, but a real tshuva. We've never been in such a situation. Let us flood the world with Yiddish Treren of tshuva, and will disinfect the contaminated air through heilige, heilige Yiddish Dmois of turning to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and saying, we want to be tzaddikim. We were created as an Am Kodosh, Ba'amech Kulam Tzaddikim. We want to be Roy for Mashiach Tzidkenu. We want to be above all of the contamination that's around us. And yes, we're filled with fear. Yes, it's a time. It's a frightening time. But on the Shishkana, we will mispalel uvechein pein pachtecho Hashem elekeinu al kol ma'asecho. Ve'imosecho al kol ma'ashe baroso. Virucho kol ha'masin. V'yishtachol ufonecho kol ha'bruin. A fear, when there's a fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not to break us. A fear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made to bring us to Emunah. The Rabbeinu Yonah Masech the Brachas talks about the Gemara says that we're Kareya B'Baruch, we bow and we say Baruch, and we're Doik if we stand up straight and we say the Shem Hashem. He says, V'hatam liyo is Kareya B'Baruch, v'liskoy b'shem, v'bnei she'b'shor she'Kareya mara ha'pachad v'hayira she'yesh mulafonav. When we bow, we're showing the pachad and the awe that we have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we stand up, we show that we have betochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we be good to us. As it says in the Pasuk, then is Vayaminu B'Hashem Uv'Moshe Avdei. When we have fear of Hashem, it brings us to Emunah. And that's the only real betochen that there is. The Briskirov said, betochen that's not based on Yir is not real betochen. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. And as Maminim B'Hashem, we know that everything is Yad Hashem, and not Cholila Amikra. And that we're mechuyev to listen to the Kro No Ba'ozne Ha'om. The Drosha Saran writes, Lepomim Mischachim. There are things that happen in the world, things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mazir us and talking to us. And ein tofik ki mi sheroya kol elu hatloyes Hashem be'emes hasroyes Hashem yizborach vaydenu machzik bedarkei asher dorach bo. He stays in the path that he's been going in. Hu kimi sheoiver avera v'kibol olav hasro v'hiter atzmei lemisa. It's as if he was mekabel the asro and he disregarded, as if he said, I'm not accepting the asro of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We have to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us. And we have to run to him with tshuva, with hachno, with rotzoin, to be Avdei Hashem. We find in the Torah, three times we find the Indian of Magefa. One was by the Maisa Egel, one is by the parasha of Korach, and one is by the parasha of the Benoit Tzmoyov. The Egel was the worship of false gods, dancing around Avodah Zorah like Shikurim, and believing in Koiches beyond, believing in Koiches that are not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Korach was the parasha of Machloikis, of Sinas Chinom, of Lashon Hara, of Zilzel and Merid and Talmid HaChacham. And Benoy Smoyov is the Chemo of the Kemes Nekam Bris of Pritus and Gilei Arayis. It is a time of Emes, a time of truth. We have to be Emes, we have to be honest. And we have to be mefashpish b'maisin. The parasha of the Egel. The parasha of the Egel. When we believed in other things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this generation. And Befrat. In the recent past. Was native to us. He was showered us with a tremendous shefa. And many of us took it and used it l'toiv, the tzedakah v'chesed, to build Torah u'mitzvahs to mekadosh Shem Shamayim. Yet some of us took this shefa and poured it into other things, poured it into new hasogis of gashmias, of oilam hazeh. Not because we're bad, not because we're weak, but simply because we became shikha, we became intoxicated, and we lost our ability to think straight, and we started to live in a world that didn't make any sense. And even though most of us were thinking people, were able to look at this and see how vulgar and grotesque, we looked at all of this with such zilzul, yet the hashpa of this enamored especially our youth and many of us. And we became accustomed to things, mamish, a life that could only be described as one with no gvulim, with no gedorim. The Rebbeinu Yair brings the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am going to put a stop. I have to show you what I want. I have to show you what's true, what's meaningful. Open up any of our magazines, our from magazines from a week or two ago, from Koidem HaBambel, and try to look now at the advertisements, at the discussions. See suddenly how empty, how frivolous, how unenticing, how meaningless, how beneath our dignity they're suddenly all seen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing to us and teaching us and telling us what we knew all along. Rav Deslin, the Sefer Nichtam Eliyo, in Chelik Gimel, in page 205, says, Dvarim Neiroim, Mamish, they read like words of prophecy. And he brings the Medrash that talks about Golus Edoim. Ve'esa Chazir, the Medrash says, Zu Edoim, Vuhu Gera Lo Yigor, She'ena Geireres Malchus Achareo, it's the last Golus. Why is it called Chazir She'machzeres Atoro Libaleo? Says Rav Dessler, all other Golias bring after them another Golus, but Golus Edoim is the last, it's the end of Anhogas Oilam Hazeh until Yemois HaMashiach. Machzeres Atoro Libaleo means that Malchus Mashiach Tzeimachas Umizgala Mitoich Malchus Edoim. Shal yidei churbono shel malchus edoim oilo umizgala malchus shomayim. What is the destruction of malchus edoim? He says, Yovei rak al yidei churbono oilam hazeh, kasher meidi HaKadosh Baruch Hu es ha'oilom, lematzov shi yisoydes chayo oilam hazeh yismoytetu. When the foundations of this world will start to fall apart, hashalvo tis'aror, Chaye haprat yishabchu lechaye dago, and pachad viyisurim, v'chol oilom kulo yamoi tachas emas heres v'churban, the world will tremble and fear destruction. Oz yizgala le'ein koil, then will be revealed before all. Sheisrab revusoi shel ha'odom v'gavosoi, the arrogance of man who believed al his kadmusoi, bekibush habriyon, his advancement, to be able to be koivish the world, meviim rak la'avadoin, brings only to destruction. Oz yakiru es haheder v'ahefsit shebechayo oilam hazeh. And then they will recognize and understand the hopelessness of chayo oilam hazeh, that they are merukonim, they are empty, mikol toichen ruchni, Hamevilim rak lechloyo va'avadoin, that bring only to destruction and to loss. Kishe yisyayish ha'odo milahasig ritzaynoisa v'tavoistov. Oz yizgala oire shel Mashiach. Only then will the light of Mashiach become revealed. and everybody will see Yiridosa v'Chirbona Shalmalchis Edoim Le'ein Koil. The Gemara says Mashiach sits at the gates of Rome, and Maral says the gates means the end of Rome, the Heder Shal Edoim B'Soifo. Hirak al Yidei Hasogas Bittul Va'Afsiyas Oilam Azeh. Only when we will understand the Bittul, the emptiness of Chai Oilam Azeh. Misugolim b'nei odom lihisroimein v'lirois b'mabat ruchni. Only then we will be able to elevate ourselves and see from a perspective of truth of ruchnius that his battle malchis edoim v'oz yizgale oire shol Mashiach. And then will be revealed the light of Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing us to recognition, to an understanding, to a thing that every Yid knows and understands in his heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us how he wants a Yontif to look, how he wants a Chasana to look. He doesn't want the Ish Kol HaYosher Be'ein of Yaseh. He doesn't want us to live without Gedorim. He doesn't want us to introduce every single new idea, every single new possibility, to spread it around like a virus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will put a stop to this. I will put a stop to unbridled insanity. Pshuta kimashmoy. We've come to accept as normal events, gatherings, chasanas. We take our children to watch us act in a way that's just not who we are. What kind of chinuch is that? What happens to them? They go back to their classmates and they tell over what they saw, and then they spread. It spreads like a virus and infects everyone all around us. And even though many of us, Baruch Hashem, many askonim, have worked so hard to teach us to be mitzamtzim, and we worked, and Baruch Hashem, many of us are coming to our senses, yet it's still an unbearable burden, and it cannot continue. And somebody was telling me that a hard-working person who worked so hard, and now his panos has been destroyed, his last little bit, he doesn't know how he's going to make yontif. He says he earns enough to support his family, but already 7 years he's still paying off the chobis from a chasen he made 7 years ago. And what are we getting for our money? Just misery, a life of slavery. How could a sane nation, an Am Chochom, how could we allow such a thing to happen to us? We have to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us the way. We have so much koiches, we have so much talent, we have so much creativity. We have to put an end. We have to get our askonim who are able to do such wondrous things, who are able to put together extraordinary gatherings that involve millions of dollars and so many pratim, and to execute them flawlessly. Surely we can get together in a room and not leave until we break this terrible oil off of Klal Yisrael, because the economic catastrophe that all of this does is far greater to us, is far more damaging than the economic disaster of what the coronavirus has brought upon us. We have to put an end to the ridiculous words that nobody wants to attend. The meaningless Vachnacht, the Kedeshim, the endless shopping for what? To run away from ourselves. We're seeing now the clothing our children wore for Parshas Vayakel are perfectly beautiful for Yontif too. We're terrified now. We're facing our own mortality. We're terrified about our years. But we think nothing of cutting 30, 40 years off of our lives with nonsense, of total time wasting, of things that are not life, that are death. And and we've come to dance around these agolim. And what do they bring us? They don't bring us happiness. They bring us atzvus. Our children are running from therapist to therapist, from medication to medication. Our young light are becoming alcoholics. The wives and children have to watch as the Rebbeinu Shlom saying, stop, stop. Suddenly we can't travel. We can't go where we want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, stay home. Stay home where you're needed. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us we have to put an end to the inane embarrassment of the whole Kivrei Tzadikim industry and all its excesses. Yes, occasionally a person has to make a pilgrimage to a tzaddik. We have a new luach, a new calendar, and all the moral pitfalls and the siyonis of all this travel. Better not to speak about it, Rachmana Litzlan. How many millions, hundreds of millions, must be poured into the hands of the children of our murderers? How could we travel to tzaddikim when we can owe thousands of dollars in schalimud or choivis? The tzaddik doesn't want us. The tzaddik doesn't need us then. He wants us to live al pi Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have a new understanding of life. A new understanding of MS. A new tzura of what a Yiddish chasana should look like. The Ebersol Helsin, we don't know where this is going to end. We're hoping it's going to end with Mashiach. But if it doesn't end with Mashiach, Chalila, what are we going to do? How are we going to go back? We must never go back to abnormal. We must never ever go back to the whole abnormality, the senseless, totally out of control existence. Somebody was telling me that, oh, it was at a chasana, and oh, it's so sad, there was nobody there. I said, yes, but what was planned to be was even sadder. Rachmana Litzlan. Moira v'raboisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us. In this, we are living, he's teaching us to live ourselves, not to be running away from ourselves all the time. The Chaim Soloveitchik says, when a person finds himself alone, he finds himself in a matzav of bedidus, he should think to himself that this is a toiva, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show us, wants us to help us find who we are. And a person should think that even anybody who has kroivim all over the world, there's going to come a time when he will be all alone, when he stands before the Bezlan Shalmala, and then he will be only who he is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making us, forcing us to look at ourselves to see who we are. And we mustn't look down at anybody else and think, oh, I am okay. It's about this one, about that one. The more one understands, the more sensitive one's soul is, the more thoughtful one is. The more is demanded of him. To tell a story about a man with Premishlan, he once came into a tish, and he waited a long time to start Kiddush. He was waiting and waiting, and finally he started Kiddush, and later the Chassidim asked him, why did you take so long? He says, when I come into a tish, I first look around, and I look at every person. I won't make Kiddush until I realize and I understand that every person here is greater than me. And there was one person tonight who was so magushim, who was so coarse, who was he was so peasant-like. I couldn't see in what way was he better than me. And I thought and I thought, and then I realized, if I would be such an ish magushim, would I come to the tish of a member Premishlana? And then I was able to make Kiddush. You must not feel superior. We have to be machniyim ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us to break our gaiva, to break our arrogance, to be machnia, to do a real tshuva, to do an emes tshuva, because this is a ne'il like we've never had before. We're involved in something much bigger than anything we had before. Let us cleanse the atmosphere. Let us flood the atmosphere with our tears of tshuva. Let us take our Yom Kippur Machzorim, our Svarim of tshuva, and find time to talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom and promise him that from now on we're going to strive to be the tzaddikim that we were created to be. We have to be committed if we want to have a world that's roi for Mashiach. We have to pour our resources not into narishkeit, not into nonsense, but into building our fortresses of chinuch, to have strong yeshivas, strong moistas ha-Torah, because every person, every ben Torah, everyone who understands to think like a Torah yid, anyone who has midas toivas, is such a blessing to the world. He's an economic blessing, a social blessing. He's a shtik bracha. And someone who has midas roi, someone who's selfish, someone who doesn't have a Torah outlook, is like a virus who spreads contamination, rachmana litzlan. If we want the future, we have to take seriously our achrayas to strengthen our moistah satayra. To know and to think of what life is really about. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forcing us to face our mortality, to think about what could have been accomplished with a fraction of the money that was wiped out in the last week of Yiddish Geld that went Latimian, fantasy money, hundreds of millions that in trust funds, on deposit at the Bank of Gehenna. Imagine the anguish of someone coming up to Shemayim. As the Chofetz Chaim says, when a person is finished with Gehenna, it's only 12 months. And then forever, for all eternity, he has to live with what he could have accomplished. And says that's far worse than any Einish anybody could ever imagine. Tzedaka tatzel mimavis. Doesn't say matzel mimavis. It says tatzel aloshen osid. What we do now in this time of Nisoyin will protect us in the future, will protect us from Misa, from Pega, from all tzoros, rachmana litzlan. Then there was the Magefa by the Adas Koyrech. Achmanu Litzlon. Now in such a time, don't we see the senselessness, the senaschinon, the machloikis, and the Lashon Hara, and all the zilgul of Talmidei Chachamim? Now is a time for Mesiras Nefesh. How much Kvoid Shomayim? How much would we shake the world if now all of us, all of the Eidos HaKadoshes, who are massive of Machloikis, would decide to put everything aside and be Mevater once and for all and embrace one another, be Ahavo, and let the past be forgotten. I mean, the kind of also chulam aguda echos. It's very, very difficult. It's very, very difficult. It's easy to talk. One is not under Nisoyan. But could we imagine how the heavens would shake? What we need now is Mesiras Nefesh. What we need now is sacrifice, real, real things that we've never thought we were capable of before, but once they're done, we'll see how much Shchias and Shefa and Rachmim will breathe into all of Klal Yisrael. If today, a form of Lashon Hara that's electronically transmitted, that destroys people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us, what is this virus? I've heard that if you were to take all of the coronavirus in the world and put it into one liquid form, it wouldn't even fill up a half a teaspoon. But look how it's raging, how much destruction, what a disaster it's causing. That's a picture, that's a mashal of what a word of Lashon Hara looks like when it goes viral. Of Zilzul Talmidei Chachamim, Yoimon V'Laylo. How much Kashyus Oirev and Azus and destruction of Chinuch does this bring? If anybody has any shayches to any, and certainly Rachmana Litzlan, if he ever posted such a thing on any of these sites, to lie down on the floor and cry out to the Rebbeinu Shleichatosi or Visi Poshati. Imagine if by tomorrow tens of thousands of people, for them you shouldn't have any connection to any of these sites, but those who are never already on them, should close their accounts and say, I will never be connected. And let anybody who carries such sites say, I will never, ever be connected to any such a thing again for the rest of my life. We need a Pinchas who got up at Tayotzer HaMageifo, people who are ready to stand up and do what's right and do what's emes. Imagine how that would shake the world. And then we would find suddenly happiness coming into our life. Meaning, tikva, hope. We would suddenly find ourselves filled with vitality. Filled with real simcha, with real joy. We want life. What are we crying about? We're crying we want life. And we give away life ourselves. We forfeit life ourselves. If this is what we want to have real simcha, we have to live with an awareness that we're only here, that life is eternal, life is forever. Our journey on this world is an infinitesimal amount of what our real life is. All that Olam Haba is just what we do with this small amount of time we have here. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us. The Gemara tells the story of Ramamnuna Zutta, who was asked at a chasana, Lishril on Mar, to sing, to make Freilich at the chasana. He got up and he sang, Vailon the Misna, woe to us that we are going to die. And everybody asked, what kind of way is that to be Mesamech at a chasana? Rav Moshe Rosenstein, who was the Mashgiach Lomje, they say it was Lama Dvov Tzadik, with Abbal Moifis. He said, a Niflidi Kivot. He said, all simcha in this world is fake simcha. It's all to divert. It's all to divert our focus from remembering that there's a Yom HaMisa. That's not real simcha. Real simcha is to know that there's a Vailon de Misna, that there's a life of eternity that all of us must once face. And Alpha P came to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha, and only then can we experience what real simcha is. And the third Mageifa was by the Benoy Smoyov, Rachmana Litzlan. We look around us and we see how the Umas HaOlam are ready to make Gedorim and Siyogim and separate themselves from everything around them, all the things that are important to them, all the things that are truly meaningless, yet meant so much to them. They're ready to guard themselves and cut themselves off because they sense the danger. We all have our Yetzaharas, all of us, and all in Yonim, whether it's Kinna, Taiva, Kovid, Achmona Litzlan, the terribleness, Yonis, of Pritus Bizmanazeh, Lev Yedea Moras Nafshoi, to be guided ourselves properly, to make proper Siyogim. To remember that we are an Am Kodosh. We are an Am Kodosh. We have to be Mephias. We have to be Mephias, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We're faced with an Nisoyon of technology. And we all know the destruction that it has wrought, especially on our youth, on our whole way of thinking, on our whole ability to think. And we've tried and we've tried, and Be'emes Klal Yisrael is to be commended. We've done so much. We've lifted ourselves above the world with all sorts of Gedorim U'Siyogim, but Nebuch is still an Olam Hefker, Rachmana Litzlan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cleaning up the world. All of the Goyish and Mekoymes, all of their V'idois Nus, all of their Mekoymes of Chet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closing them down. And we have to close our connection to any of these things. We watched as the Umas HaOlam, in their arrogance, tried to bring us back to the Dor HaMabul, to laugh at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally said, I will not be trifled with. Yoshe Bashamayim Yischok. We watched this and we saw this, and even though it has nothing to do with Klal Yisrael, we didn't scream. We were quiet, and we even discussed nonchalantly. We watched as the Dor HaMabul aspired to leadership of the free world. Gewalt, gewalt. It was our Rachmanas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered. We're an Am Kodesh, we're a Heilige Volk. Our connection to technology we know is bound in many cases to our connection to Parnosa. Let me share with you words that I heard 2 weeks ago from the Amshin of a Rebbe Zal Zayin Gesund und Stark that made me tremble. He said something so clear and so poshut and so obvious. It was meant to be an asifa in Eretz Yisrael. Just last week, before all of this broke out, all the yeshiva bochrim to discuss gedorim and siyogim about the cell phones and the kelim b'kelim shoinim. And I asked the Rebbe, what's the message? And he said, dvorim ne'roim. And this should be our guideline. So the Gemara says, when somebody has two paths to go, one can go on one path where there's preetzes, and the other path, where there's a possibility of an assignment of preetzes, the other path where he's safe. It's called Ike Darka Achrino. He said, where there's Ike Darka Achrino, the Gemara says, a very strong Lashon. The Rebbe didn't even want to say the word. But we all know the Gemara, what it says about Ike Darka Achrino. And he said, when one has any such kli, no matter how many filters he has, if it's something that has a possibility to bring to chet, there's Ike Darka Achrino. There's Ike Darka Achrino. There's oifanim that is completely shomer, and a person has to ask himself, is it Ike Darka Achrino? And if it is, Rachmana Litzlan, what the Gemara says. It's so simple. It's so straightforward. It's so emes. Let us honestly ask ourselves in a time of gili of Kvod Shamayim, in a time of gili of emes, is it Ike Darka Achrino? Do I have to take out these kelim in public where everybody sees? Is it no Ike Darka Achrino? Must I have this feature? Must I have that feature? And certainly, what does a bocher in Eretz Yisrael, what does he need besides Does he need that bichlal? It's a basic ability to make a phone call. Everything else is ikadar kachrina. Then we'll do pulas of real mesiris nefesh. We'll see batayotze amageifo. We'll see the gili of kvod shamayim. Gedorim and siogim and kedusha and sneers. Rabbeisai, heilige noshim tzidkonius. We all know the emes. We all know chalila to be chas v'shalom. It can't be the katrig. But in a time of emes, a time of tshuva, the time of chizik, there are many different levels. The begodim, the head coverings, the sheitlich of today. Many of what we're wearing designed for Gruim Shabu'umois, the same ones that are purchased by the Nochriois, by the Gruim Shabu'umois. Everybody knows, and everybody wants to be better. And everybody feels the sheker that's in it. Gedol Yisrael begging and pleading. Now is a time we could be makabel. Now is a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pushing us inside, into our homes. And telling us what the real covet of Bas Yisrael is edelkeit and sneers. And Lamano Emes, we have to be Emesdik. And when we see those who want to be Mahader, and those who want to be on a higher Madrega of sneers, to be encouraging. The derech of a yid. The beauty of a yid is that he takes joy and delight when he sees somebody's being mahadar and avodas Hashem. What happens when we see someone who learns with greater asmada, someone who davens better, somebody who gives more tzedakah. And so we should be inspired and happy when people are prepared to be mahadar in yonim of tzniyas. And perhaps, sometimes because we know deep in our hearts the true emes, we can't bear it. And rather than face it, we criticize the machavek, the mezalzel. Let us be meshabech what is heilig. Let us be honest about what is virtuous. And let us be mechazik. Those who want to be mekadeshem shamayim at higher levels and hope and aspire that we can rise, that we can become greater. Let us not, we don't know how this will end. But let us certainly, if we go through such an experience, be certain that we will change forever. Let us now take this feeling of awe that we have and put it into us and make it part of us. And yes, They're going to be Aliyas V'Yiridas. Somebody told me, a businessman who was saying, you know, now I feel so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I feel the silliness and the senselessness, I feel the Hevel HaVolim of everything. And then a few minutes later, I'm back to where I was. I'm falling back into the world of nonsense. And I told him, that's the way of the world. The Pasuk says, describing the Tzura of the Malachim, the Pasuk Yecheskel, V'achayos Rotzoi V'shoiv. That means that the Malachim, they are Rotzoi, they jump towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then V'shoiv, they fall back. And because they fall back, they try and they jump back again. B'Shem the Goyen is brought that this tenuah of Rotzoi V'shoiv, this is the reason for Kiyama Olam. Kiyama Olam stands on She'ifa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiyama Olam is because when we fall back, we have a She'ifa to rise again and be Mechadish again. Surah Shamshim Pinkas Zechayin Levracha writes, he says, even though I didn't see this anywhere, but it's pashed by me, betachlis ha'pashtas. If there would be a moment in the world when everything was perfect, everything was exactly where I wanted it to be, I'd have everything exactly the way I would want it. In that rega, the world would go back to toyu vavoyu and cease to exist. Because in a moment when we're not crying out, Hashia Hashem, there's no schus kiyim of the world. And so our matzovim of shoiv are there for us to be mekayim the oilam. And perhaps we can add that the tzura that he says that the world cannot have a kiyim oilam is the Tzura of Yemois HaMashiach, when it says, Yomim She'ein Bohem Chayfetz, because that will not be a world that needs Kiyim, that will be a world that just is. But the world that needs Kiyim needs our constant She'ifa. And now when we're battling with our Nisyonis, and we're feeling distant from HaKadosh Baruch, and we're calling out to Him from the trenches, from our Shiurim at home, from our Tfilas, from our Bakoshes, from our Chizik, from one to another, the Chayis Rotzei V'Shoiv, this is Kiyam Olam. Whatever Rabbi say, the Chet HaEgel was a Chet in the Chesaron of Emunah, and that brought him a Geifa. How could they have had a Chesaron of Emunah? They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw the world shaking. They heard the Koilus Ubrakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put two crowns on their head. They said, Nasa V'Nishma. And then they went and worshipped an Egel. The Medrash says, at the same time they were saying Nas Minish, they were already planning how to make an eagle. How could such a thing be? Perhaps the pshat is, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's majesty and glory and such grandeur. They saw the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shaking the world. And they couldn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have a personal connection, a personal relationship with little me. And they had that chesaron and said, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giant, but also lehem egel masecha, we need something to connect to. And that chesaron emunah brought the egel. The emunah that we need to have now, Rabbi Yisai. In the Shir Shel Pagoyim of Yoshev B'Seisa, which is the capital which protects us from Dever and Magefa, Midefa B'Yisai Yalach, Miketiv Yoshev Tzoroyim. It says, Yipol mitzitcha elef urevavim iminecho, elecho lo yigosh. What kind of tefillah is that? In the time of Magefa, thousands should fall on my right, on my left, and not affect me. What about everybody else? But David HaMelech tells each one of us to say, Yipol mitzitcha elef urevavim iminecho, elecho lo yigosh. He's teaching us how to think. We have to know that even in a time when it seems the whole world is falling apart, that has nothing to do with any single yochid. Each yochid, every single yid has to look and believe that even in a massive of yipo mitzitcha el vom minecho, it's eilecho lo yigosh. You have your own personal cheshmet, the Rabbi Yishlam, and every single yid does. Someone once asked the Eilige Chazanish about plane travel. He was afraid it's dangerous. The Chazanish said, planes don't crash. People do. And so too, stock markets don't crash. People do. The world doesn't crash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has each Yid his own Eilecho. Somebody was telling me, I know a person who had invested in a hotel in a different state, and I heard from him in the past few months that he was suffering, it wasn't working out, and he was losing a lot of money, and now that all of this was going on, I called him, I thought, oh, Nebuch, he must be doing so terrible, now these businesses are doing the worst. He said, you wouldn't believe it, strangest thing. For the first time, all the hotels are losing, I'm up to 97% occupancy. I can't figure it out. What's there to figure out? Hashem wants you to have panos. He gave you panos. But perhaps there's more to it. The Tzaddik writes, every single Yid is a Roish Hador in one Indian. Like it says, Am Mordechai, the nation of Mordechai. Mordechai was the Roish Hador of Mechias Amalek. And each person has an entire arm who he represents. Every single Yid in his nisyonis, in his avoida, is a loish, is a melech of the entire om. And each one of us is yipo mitzitcha elef rov mimincha, eilecha lo yigosh, and encompasses all of the om that he carries with him, that he represents. We know our betochen is only one, Ribbono shel Olam. Nothing's happening now. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we said, Mi Barash, Mi Bamagefo, Mi Ayoni, Mi Ayoshe. That's all there is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Gitta Tata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for our tshuva. And all the terrible oimshim that are brought in the Chazal, that are brought in the Svarim HaKadoshim, and HaKadosh Baruch is not mevater on a single chet. Yet tshuva erases everything. Not only does it erase everything, tshuva me'ahavo takes all of this doinus and turns them into zochiyos. That is what is available. That is what our Heilige Tata wants to give us. Tshuva me'ahavo means, I think it says in the Me'iri, you think tshuva mehava means like a fire, like the Heilige Badit Shiva. Tshuva mehava means when a person says, I'm doing tshuva because ich will sein a mensch. I'm fed up with all of the nonsense. Not what I want to be. I want to be what you want me to be. And that tshuva takes all of the chatoyim and transforms them into zochiyos. There are nevuos, difficult nevuos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us. We're hearing the nevuos of Yeshaya that we learned after Shabbos Chazon. Don't even want to repeat them. But look in the Pesukim. We know that the same Ribbono shel Olam, it was the Ribbono shel Olam who said to us, Koyomar Hashem, Zochartu lo chesed nuroyich ahavas kulu lo yisoyich, lechtech achrei bamidbar beheretz lo yizruha. We're approaching the Yom Tov of Pesach, the Chodesh of Nisan, the Gulas Yisrael. The Ribbono shel Olam who says to us, Habein yachili Ephraim, yelet shashuin, Kimidei dabri boi zocher eskirenu oid, al kein hom umei ailoi. I pine for you, I ache for you, my child. Let us be determined to be misakin. Let us be determined to be nisroimim. Let us be determined to get rid of all of the economic pressures of societal Judaism. Let us be marbe in tzedakah v'chesed in the time when there's going to be a nesoyin, when there is a nesoyin. Let us hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us. Krono Bozneom. They tell a story. The great banker, Anshul Rothschild, once he was upset with one of his great advisors. He became too arrogant, so he fired him. And the person wasn't concerned. You know, he had such a resume. Any bank would hire him. He went from bank to bank. He said, I work for the great Rothschild. But nobody would hire him. And then he realized that Rothschild was sending ahead messages and telling him not to give him a job. He went home and he complained to his wife, bad enough you fired me. Now he has to say, tell everybody not to hire me. His wife says, why don't you think? Says, we know Rothschild's a good person. He's a kind employer, he's a generous man, he's about tzedakah. Doesn't want to hurt you. If he just wanted to get rid of you, he would just send you away. If he's telling everybody not to give you a job, that means he wants you to break your arrogance and come back to him. 2,000 years ago when HaKadosh Baruch Hu exiled us from Eretz Yisrael, he could have just sent us away and left us alone. If he wanted to Chalila get rid of us, why did he ensure that wherever we go, we were thrown out? Why in every country were we persecuted? Why didn't he just leave us alone? The answer is because he wants us back. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us now. He wants us back. He wants us to leave go of all the false idols. He wants us to come to our senses. He wants us to be the Heilige Klal Yisro that we are. The Yontav of Pesach is approaching. We don't know if it will be in Yerushalayim with the Korban Pesach. We don't know, maybe this will be behind us. Maybe we'll still be in the middle of it. Perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have a Seder like the very first Seder. The first Seder, that awesome night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. When we sat locked in our houses, in our homes, surrounded by tzokos, by mageif all around, singing Hallel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being dovek b'Hashem, not listening to the koilos, Hashem protecting us, uposach Hashem, al botei b'nei Yisroel, v'layitan ha'mashnes lovei al boteichen lingois. To experience the glory of that Seder, the preciousness of the Bedidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let us utilize these days of Bodo Dershetevus Bechol Drachecho Do'eyu to refine ourselves in every single Midah. Like what Shishima Zangazan mentioned before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us an ability to experience closeness to Him. And the emes is He did it with a chesed, because this very same terror could have been in an oifen that would be impossible to deal with, that we would be in such a state of panic, we wouldn't be able to think straight. Yet in His chesed, He made it that yes, it's terrifying. And he's not going through terrible tzoras. Yet it's still in an oifen that we're able to think. We're able to concentrate on our betochen. And concentrate on our relationship with him. The Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Teradev, Chatoim Teradev Ro. The Oynish of a Chet. The Oynish of a Chet is the Chet itself. The chet comes and punishes the person. Could we imagine what an einish? What an einish for a person in such a time when all of Klal Yisrael can experience a closeness and elevation to be together with the Rabbeinu Shalom. That the chet of these kelim tumehim should punish a person that in such a situation his mind and his head should be there and not be part of this exalted connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nebuch, 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 what a punishment. The Eibush should protect us. The Eibush should bring us to our senses. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam Zal Helfen. The Am Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows us, knows our koiches, knows the endless depth that's inside of us. Knows our tshuka, knows our longing for Him. Knows how we've gotten a little bit intoxicated. Pachad is mefiges hayayin. He sent us the fear to heal us. May we be zoiche bekarev. All of Chayli Yisrael should be zoiche to refuah shalema bekarev. All of Yiddish panosos, all of Yiddish hefzedim, Eibshel helfen should be restored. Yidden should have panosa belevach. We should be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch simcha benachas and achavas hadav. We should be able to go from here directly to the Beis HaMikdosh v'shom noichel menas dvochim and apsochim together with Mashiach Tzidkenu and binyan Beis HaMikdosh v'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.